Tuesday, October 16th, 1962. President Kennedy is shown these aerial photos of the Cuban landscape. To an untrained eye, they reveal no secrets, just stretches of harmless topography. But intelligence experts know better. Thus, the start of 13 days of crisis that bring the two superpowers to the edge of World War III, the closest the world has ever come to nuclear war. The Soviet leaders' move to install those missiles in the Western Hemisphere came after a series of foreign policy debacles for Kennedy. After the Bay of Pigs came the Vienna summit. Khrushchev was convinced that Kennedy was weak, indecisive, that he could bully the young president into submission on a number of key issues. And Kennedy was, in fact, badly shaken by that meeting. He came away with the conviction that Khrushchev was determined to test him. And the first test came in the summer of 1961. Khrushchev was turning up the heat to force the Allies out of West Berlin.
I hear it said that West Berlin is militarily untenable. And so was Bastogne, and so, in fact, was Stalingrad. Any dangerous spot is tenable if men, brave men, will make it so. We cannot and will not permit the communists to drive us out of Berlin, either gradually or by force.
In August, Khrushchev backed away. Instead, he ordered the building of a wall to seal off the people of East Berlin from any contact with the West. And that Berlin Wall became the symbol of the East-West confrontation for decades to come.